Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National SBDC Day. I don't know what that is, but I read it. It's also National Proposal Day. It is National Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And it's National Ravioli Day. I do love a ravioli. I'm a big fan of ravioli. And I don't know why. I just really like ravioli. So my favorite is apparently a St. Louis, what do you want to call it? St. Louis specialty or a Missouri specialty? Is it St. Louis or Missouri? But a fried ravioli. I love a fried ravioli dipped in marinara sauce. And so that is a love of mine. But I will not be having ravioli in celebration because that will not be in my caloric. I mean, it could be, but I'll save that for a splurge day because I don't want to have to be counting each ravioli as I put it in my mouth. And on to someone had said, hey, Adam, we find your dieting stuff interesting, your diet and health routine interesting. So you shouldn't say you don't want to talk about it because we find that interesting. So I'll talk about it. I just don't want to be that guy. You know, every time you're at a party and with that person and they're like, oh, I can't eat that because I'm counting my micronutrients and I don't have the ability to like that. That's not in my micronutrient count or whatever that I can do. So I don't want to be that guy. But anyway, I may have already said this, but I did lose an additional 2 pounds last week. So I'm down to 175. Originally, I was 192. Although I feel like I might have been at some point, I could have been 200 or above. But I went for a while not weighing myself. I was like, I don't even want to know. You know, it's that ostrich in the, head in the sand sort of thing where like I just don't want to know. Is that an ostrich thing? Do they put their head in the sand? I think they do. Anyway, it's like that. I didn't want to know. So there could have been a time where I was over at 200 or above. I don't know. When I finally got up enough nerve to weigh myself, at that point I was 192. So I am what does that make it? 17 pounds lost since beginning of the year. So I'm doing pretty good. Over the weekend, I did have at least one treat day on Noom, so I didn't have to count anything. So we'll see how that affects me this week. They want you to weigh daily, but I'm not weighing daily. I'm just not doing it. I know that weight fluctuates daily, and there is no reason for me to know my weight every single day. I think weekly is enough. And so that is what I'm doing currently. But I lie to Noom and tell Noom that I'm weighing. I just put in the same weight as the day before. Because I'm paying for it, damn it. And I should be able to lie if I want to Noom. But anyway, regardless. So yeah, I know we finished talking about Saturday. We stayed in this Moonrise Hotel. The only thing about, one thing about this hotel that was a little bit annoying to me was they apparently only had one bank of elevators for this hotel. And they must have not had a service elevator for this hotel. Because every single time we went to use the elevators, there was hotel staff taking big carts with towels and cleaning supplies and, whatever the case may be. Every single time we went to get on the elevator, there was some sort of, staff. And I don't want to ride the elevator with the help. Well, it's really about, it's inconvenient because they're like putting carts in there and, you know, room service trays and all this kind of stuff. And it's not normally in normal hotels, you don't see that out of sight, out of mind, you know. On cruise ships, they have whole weird tunnels and a whole like highway that goes underneath all the main customer, you know, passenger floors where the crew can get from one place to the other without ever being seen and all that kind of stuff. But this hotel, no, they were right there in on the elevator with you. And so it was not as convenient as it could have been, but you know, it is what it is. The hotel was fine. You know, it was fine. It was a very good location because, like I said, we literally walked out and we were right at the theater. Like, it was right there. So Sunday, Sunday was just a driving day. We got up in the morning. We went to that diner that I told you guys about. We went for brunch, the Peacock Diner. And the Peacock Diner, most places when brunch time on Saturday and Sunday, and I would especially thought in a city like St. Louis, it would be packed. But we got up around 9:30. We were there by, I think we were at the restaurant by maybe 10 in the morning. And we were able to be seated right away. And this particular diner, you ordered at the front and then they give you a number and they bring it to your table. So you can pick whatever table that you want. Well, I needed to poo. We got there. I don't need to. So in the morning, I usually poo in the morning, but I don't need to poo right away. It's kind of inconvenient because I need to have walked around or a bit to kind of juggle or, you know, kind of push down the poo. But after I've been up for about a half an hour, and especially if I'm working out, it is such a pain in the butt. If I don't poo, literally, right? If I don't poo before I work out, the act of pedaling the Peloton bike will shift stuff around and make me want to go poo. And so then I have to either pause the workout or endure the poo feeling for 30 minutes or however long I'm Pelotoning. But in this instance, I didn't Peloton or anything, but I got up and took my shower, did all that kind of stuff, and we walked to the restaurant. And I suppose the act of walking to the diner released everything to the point where I needed to go. So I'm like, okay, well, we ordered our food. And then I was like, okay, well, while we're waiting on our food to come out, I'm going to go and use the restroom. And Mark always wants to know what he's like, are you pooping? Like, yes. Do you need to know that? Yes, I need to know that. Anyway, I don't know why he needs to know that I'm pooping, but regardless. So I go in there. I don't have a problem pooing in public. Some people do. I do not. But I go into this restroom and the diner is a relatively clean diner. It's nice. It's very kitschy. They have a lot of neon and a lot of like colored lights and like a lot of kitsch all over the place, but it's clean. Like, I wouldn't call it a dirty place at all. Go into the restroom. The restroom is also very clean, like a well-maintained restroom. There's one stall. I go into the stall. There is no latch on the stall at all. And I had to go. Like, I needed to go. It was pretty dire at this point. I needed to go. It was saying hello, basically. And so there was a trash can. So I pulled the trash can into the stall, pushed the trash can up against the door to let somebody know, hey, you know, there's somebody in here, this door is whatever. So I went ahead and did my business, and luckily no one even came into the restroom while I was doing this because the restaurant was relatively quiet, so there weren't a whole lot of people anyway. I got biscuits and gravy and eggs and bacon, and we got a cinnamon roll pancake, a stack of pancakes, but flavored like cinnamon roll. When we do brunch, we'll usually get one sweet thing to share, and then each of us will get like an entree. Because as you know, brunches are typically some sweet items, some savory items, you know, but I can't just eat pancakes and call that a meal. Like, Pancakes is almost like a dessert to me because they're sweet. And it was good. I enjoyed the food. Nothing, you know, I mean, it was diner quality. I mean, it wasn't five star or anything like that. It was diner quality, but it was good. And then we went back to the hotel. We checked out. We got our car out of the valet and we got on the road and we drove back. Nothing really to report on the road. We've got it down to a science. Like, I drove, we had enough gas to get us to from St. Louis to Springfield. So we drove I drove 3 hours from St. Louis to Springfield, and then we stopped at a gas station, got gas, switched drivers, and Mark drove the other 2 hours the rest of the way home. So it was not, and because Sunday was my free day, when we got back home, like, I didn't have to log anything in Noom. So when we got back home, I'm like, I want Whataburger for dinner. It's been a long time since I've had Whataburger. Over a month, probably. Maybe even longer than that. So I went to Whataburger, got my normal double cheeseburger, but I got a medium fry. And we had Whataburger for dinner and a relaxing evening. Not much else. Sydney was fine. She had been looked after by our neighbor, and everything went good there. So that was our weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.